We're back to Neil Haley Show. I'm excited to welcome the program my co-host first, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series. And also, he's the CEO of Seniors Publishing and the Hollow Man Publishing. How are you, Paul? Thanks for stopping by.
Good. I'm good. And we have a special guest today, Keith Leon S. He is the number one best-selling author of Inside Effects. And not only is it a number one bestseller, but there's a documentary and some other things that go with that, aren't there, Keith? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Great to be here.
All right. So Keith, how did this happen? You heard me talk about how my TikTok venture, as again, I have a social media podcast agency and plus some other stuff. And I'm like, you know, and you were intrigued by, I said, I might go AI, like the Pinky Doll went viral in TikTok. And my kids are like showing me these other people that are not, I don't look like Pinky Doll, but they sure as hell I look better than them, looking than them, and can speak better than them. And they're making like a $500,000 in an hour going live on TikTok. So tell me about your book.
Yeah, well, I'm a 20-year overnight success. My wife and I wrote our first book, The 7 Steps to Successful Relationships, like 20 years ago. And we've been writing books ever since. And at one point, we had so many bestsellers that a good friend of mine and mentor, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul guy, was
which
like,
I've had Jack on my show too, by the way. But
dear friend. And he's like, you might want to start publishing some of these people that you're helping do their books, because like you have more bestsellers than some people wish they had. And so we were like, we really took a good look at it. And we said, all right, let's do it. So I've been continue to write books as we published people. And we publish books that make a difference. That's what we're into. And so I've continued to write and publish and speak and do all of the fun things. And then at one point, I realized that my dream always was 20s and 30s rock star. Played the music, did the thing, sang with Stevie Wonder, did all that stuff. 40s was best-selling author, speaker, did it. And then 50s was always filmmaker, make films. And I realized like the book thing went so well that I was like, oh my God, I'm 56 and I haven't made a film yet. Like, what's up with that? So as soon as I realized that, then that put me on the journey to do the Inside Effects, because that was the answer to the question, well, if I'm going to do a film, what would it be about? Right? So I had a healing journey of my own. Two friends of mine had heard that I had tried everything and nothing worked. And they were just like, well, can we work with you? And so I worked with these two women two times each. And something that this second woman said the second time that we connected flipped everything that I thought, believed, and knew about health upside down. And doing what she taught me and thinking what she taught me to think, this 26-year chronic pain, level 9, level 10, by the way, just left me.
That's fantastic.
Gone. And I was like, I have to tell the world about these two women. So how can I do that? And how can I make a film? So that's what the Inside Effects, How the Body Heals Itself, is the name of the film. And it not only introduces you to those two women, but a lot of names came up along the way of people like, here's who you should talk to. And no matter who I talked to, everybody said yes. So the cast is just like so many people that I know you will have heard of, right?
So tell me who they are. Go ahead.
I've got Dr. John DeMartini from the movie The Secret. I've got Dr. Bradley Nelson, Kyle Cease, PJ Sears. I've got Mickey Willis, who did the Plandemic series. I've got Amanda Vollmer, Tom Cowan, Abby Kaufman, Lynn McTaggart. She was in the What the Bleep movie from, you know, a long time ago. And so many more. So just like people that are cutting edge doctors and health advocates who.
That's great.
I kind of wanted to flip it upside down and look at some other options other than the ones that we've been told about over and over again and fed our whole lives.
Yeah, it's so important to go the natural route, you know, and you ultimately it's a lot of that has to do with manifestation. As you and I know, believe in the power of manifestation. I'm basically more and more seeing it more and more through. I have a room I go on in Clubhouse that kind of does hypnosis at night when I'm sleeping. Yeah. And it's really healed me in the last 2 months after losing a very serious relationship and having to recover through that process and recover and figure out myself to become myself who I am today. You know, everything I've accomplished, it's always been for somebody else. That's ending. That's not happening anymore in my life. I'm going to help somebody. I'm going to be a helper, but we have to love ourselves and see that. But that's the same in internal in our bodies. And our bodies have to do that as well, because our bodies, the reason why we're in pain, the reason we're dealing it is secondary things, side effects, stress, anxiety, depression. Yes. That leads to those chronic pains.
Yes.
And if we cannot heal ourselves, we can't heal our body. Am I on the right track? And what's some of the stuff that we're learning?
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, absolutely. And folks can go to theinsideeffects.com, and there's a trailer there. And then when you want to watch the movie, you just put in your name and email address, and it'll send you a link to go watch the movie for free. So the movie's free to view.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So what is the goal? What is your goal for the movie? What do you want to end up happening?
I want the whole world to see it, and I want everybody to be able to hear information that may be a little different than what they've heard, and then tap into their knowing, their inner guidance system, to decide what's true for them. Because nobody's trying to be right or wrong in the movie. We're just presenting information that maybe you never heard before from a neutral place. And I think that's why there's been so little pushback. Like, I expected way more pushback, some of the things that we talk about. But it's just not happening. The only people that have pushed back either didn't finish the movie, or they're saying silly things like when it comes to virus, you know, I can't believe that you didn't present the other side of that. And I'm like, well, didn't the other side of that get presented for the last 3 years on every TV station, everywhere that we've gone for the last 3 years? You know what I mean? I didn't need to take space in the movie presenting that. We've already heard that. Right? I was presenting something maybe that we hadn't heard of before.
So why do you think your healing journey, what did you do without giving it all, I guess a way to heal your chronic pain?
Yeah, well, the thing that Lisa, the second woman that I connected with, she actually taught me that pain equals healing, that when I was having that chronic pain, I was healing, and the more intense the pain, the closer I was to the healing. But because I was trying to mask the pain, taking pills, doing whatever I could, because I was trying to get rid of the pain, I was stopping the healing each time that I did that. So all I needed to do was to tell a different story. Like, instead of saying I'm in pain, I would say, man, I'm really healing today, right? I took the word pain and replaced it with healing. And then I leaned in, like, to the 9-level 10 pain and said, thank you for my healing, and leaned in and accepted instead of resisting, and went through a period of time of that intense pain without trying to fight it. And then it went away. But she had told me that there's a second wave that comes. So just when you think I'm out, right, I'm good, then the second wave comes, but it only goes to about 70% of what the first pain was like. So it came back, and then I just, like, same thing. I'm grateful. I'm great. Oh, I'm really healing today. And I just, like, stayed positive and leaned in and just loved it instead of trying to resist it. And after that second wave, it went away and it never came back.
So here's my question. Did you try doing other things in the health wise to help in that process of getting rid of the pain, like food, dieting, or?
Oh, well, I already have that. I've been plant-based for many, many years, and my gut is probably the sweetest, healthiest gut you've ever seen. And so I already had all that going and still was having all of this pain, right? So that's what didn't make any sense. I went to see all the right people. We did books for so many functional medical practitioners, like miracle healers. I tried all of that, nothing, until these two women. And that's why I
went. That's fantastic. And that's why the movie's out. Best place, again, people can go is?
Yeah, theinsideeffects.com to watch the movie. And then to get, there's a book, companion book, because I wanted that when I had to tackle four subjects in the film, right? One of them was how the body heals itself. So there wasn't enough time. I didn't feel like that I could dedicate specifically to that. So I felt like people were going to be at the end of the movie saying, I get it. I got a couple good notes, but I really want to know what to do exactly to heal. And so that's why I did this. I reached out to people that I wasn't able to have in the film that I know that are specific to what to do, and interviewed them. And you know how people do, like, a launch and they do 99 cent candle, $9.99 for one day? I did that for one day, and I'm keeping it that way forever, because I want that. The book is only $9.95. People would normally charge $20. So my hope is that you'll buy a copy for you and someone that you really care about, and then give it to them so that they can start their healing journey. And anybody that likes Kindle, I think 99 cents is great, right? So that's if you go to the InsideEffectsBook.com, theinsideeffectsbook.com, there's you get the book there by clicking a button. It takes you to Amazon, whatever country you're in, and then you also put your name and email address and get a bunch of bonuses from people in the
film. Appreciate it, Keith. I think that also healing, not just physically but mentally as well. If you tell yourself you're healed and you really feel it, and then that's where the reprogramming comes. And I really recommend people look at hypnotherapy, especially self-hypnotherapy, to help through that. And words of affirmation, you can really eliminate any type of pain, not just the pain and loss and pain of physical pain, but also mental pain, tough losses. If we can really try to heal ourselves and go through it, it could be a faster self-healing process than you could ever imagine. So definitely check that out. Appreciate it, Keith. Take care.
Pleasure.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.